Week 9, Friday, Readings. Lord, open our lips, and we shall praise your name. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. Come, let us adore the Lord, for he is our God. Come, ring out our joy to the Lord, hail the God who saves us. Let us come before him giving thanks, with songs let us hail the Lord. A mighty God is the Lord, a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, the heights of the mountains are his. To him belongs the sea, for he made it, and the dry land shaped by his hands. Come in, let us bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us. For he is our God, and we, the people who belong to his pasture, the flock that is led by his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the desert, when your fathers put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work. For 40 years I was wearied of these people, and I said, their hearts are astray, these people do not know my ways. Then I took an oath in my anger, never shall they enter my rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Give thanks to the Lord, for his great love is without end. In ancient times God spoke to man through prophets and in varied ways, but now he speaks through Christ his Son, his radiance through eternal days. To God the Father of the world, his Son through whom he made all things, and Holy Spirit, bond of love, all glad creation glory sings. O Lord, arise to help me. Psalm 34. O Lord, plead my cause against my foes, fight those who fight me, take up your buckler and shield, arise to help me. O Lord, you say to my soul, I am your salvation. But my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, and rejoice in his salvation. My whole being will say, Lord, who is like you, who rescued the weak from the strong, and the poor from the oppressor? Lying witnesses arise and accuse me unjustly. They repay me evil for good. My soul is forlorn. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. O Lord, arise to help me. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. Psalm 34 continued. When they were sick, I went into mourning, afflicted with fasting. My prayer was ever on my lips, as for a brother, a friend. I went as though mourning a mother, bowed down with grief. Now that I am in trouble, they gather and mock me. They take me by surprise and strike me, and tear me to pieces. They provoke me with mockery on mockery, and gnash their teeth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, plead my cause, defend me with your strength. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. Psalm 34 continued. O Lord, how long will you look on? Come to my rescue. Save my life from these raging beasts, my soul from these lions. I will thank you in the great assembly, amid the throng I will praise you. Do not let my lying foes rejoice over me. Do not let those who hate me unjustly wink eyes at each other. O Lord, you have seen, do not be silent, do not stand far off. Awake, stir to my defence, to my cause, O God. Let there be joy for those who love my cause. Let them say without end, great is the Lord who delights in the peace of his servant. Then my tongue shall speak of your justice, all day long of your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My tongue shall speak of your justice all day long. My son, keep my words, keep my commandments, and live. A reading from the book of Job, chapter 40. Then the Lord turned to Job, and he said, Is the Lord's opponent willing to give in? Has God's critic thought up an answer? Job replied to the Lord, My words have been frivolous. What can I reply? I had better lay my finger on my lips. I have spoken once. I will not speak again. More than once. I will add nothing. The Lord gave Job his answer from the harp of the tempest. He said, Brace yourself like a fighter. Now it is my turn to ask questions and yours to inform me. Do you really want to reverse my judgment and put me in the wrong to put yourself in the right? Has your arm the strength of God's? Can your voice thunder as loud? If so, assume your dignity, your state. Robe yourself in majesty and splendor. Let the spate of your anger flow free. Humiliate the haughty at a glance. Cast one look at the proud and bring them low. Strike down the wicked where they stand. Bury the lot of them in the ground. Shut them silent-faced in the dungeon. I myself will be the first to acknowledge that your own right hand can assure your triumph. This was the answer Job gave to the Lord. I know that you are all-powerful. What you conceive, you can perform. I am the man who obscured your designs with my empty-headed words. I have been holding forth on matters I cannot understand, on marvels beyond my knowledge. Listen, I have more to say. Now it is my turn to ask questions and yours to inform me. I knew you then only by hearsay, but now, having seen with my own eyes, I retract all I have said, and in dust and ashes I repent. A responsory from Job 42. I have heard of you by word of mouth, but now my eye has seen you, therefore I disown what I have said, and in dust and ashes I repent. Though I have spoken once, I will not do so again. Though twice, I will do so no more. I put my hand over my mouth, and in dust and ashes I repent. A reading from the Treatises of Baldwin of Canterbury, number 6. The Lord knows the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. It is certain that he knows them all. While we can only evaluate those he has let us discern by the grace of discernment. But the spirit of man, which is in man, does not know all that is in man, nor can it see, for what they really are, the thoughts that he feels willingly or unwillingly. And even those things that he sees right before the eyes of the mind, he cannot accurately discern through the cloudiness of his mental vision. Often, either on his own initiative, or influenced by man or by the tempter, he takes a course of action that has the appearance of being good, but which, in the eyes of God, does not deserve the reward of virtue. For there are counterfeits of the true virtues, and also of the vices, which deceive the eyes of the heart, and hoodwink the vision of the mind, by means of a certain trickery, so that often there seems to be an appearance of good in what is actually not good, and an appearance of evil in what is good. This is all part of our wretchedness and ignorance, which we should deeply lament and greatly fear. It is written, quote, "There are ways which seem right to a man, but their end is always the way to death." End of quote. St. John warns us about the avoiding of that danger when he says, "Test the spirits to see whether they are of God." But who can test the spirits to see whether they are of God, unless God gives him the discernment of spirits to enable him to examine accurately and with true judgment spiritual thoughts, movements, and intentions? Indeed, discretion is the mother of all virtues, and it is herself essential to each of them, whether in the directing of someone else's life or in the direction or amendment of one's own. A thought about doing something is right when it is governed by God's will, and that intention is truly religious that is directed straight to Him in simplicity of heart. Just so, if our eye is sound, the whole body of our life, or of any of our actions, will be full of light. A sound eye is both an eye and a sound, because it sees what is to be done with a right mind, and does soundly with a religious intention what is not to be done in a way that is not sound. Right thought admits no error. A religious intention excludes falseness. And this conjunction of right thought and religious intention is true discretion. Hence, all things are to be done in the light of discretion, as in God and before His presence. A responsory from Micah, chapter 6. The Lord has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God? Let us pray. Lord God, by whom our lives are governed with unfailing wisdom and love, take away from us all that is harmful, and give us all that will be for our good. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.